Would your gods be proud of you about that? Like, if you seriously went to church this week and you showed them the shit that you were saying to me, what would your church, your representatives in your church and your community say about what you're saying back to me?
What would your church say about what you said to him?
Money!
Dynamite! Dynamite!
You can't turn this button off, you idiot. You can't turn that button off. So I want to tell everybody who's watching this video of me right now to hit that share button, clap it up, self-plug, hit that share button, and I hope Amanda's legal team sees this and they come find me, because I would love to take some of her money, because she clearly has a lot of it. If she has this much time to be doing a 29-minute recording in her car, and spoiler alert, she's in her car going to a place where she can take a shower, because she lives off the grid. And I'm just here to say, if you live off the grid, I think you should also shower off the grid as well. Hey, yo, clap it. Just keeping it real. Just keeping it real. I'm just keeping real. Take a shower wherever you was at. Don't come back to the land trying to steal shit.
For my actions, I understand that what I said is wrong. I am a competent human being, and I understand that. And I am not justifying why that is or is not wrong by sharing with you guys my truth and my story and what happened before that incident of that wrong statement that came out of my mouth. I am a victim of PTSD. I'm also a victim and a survivor of domestic violence. I'm not allowed to say the other word here, but I will spell it with my mouth. I am a survivor of such, which was in correlation with...
So, let me get this straight. Because you got raped and you have PTSD, which, just so I'm clear. Hold on, let me check my notes. Being raped or having PTSD shouldn't make you a racist or a bigot. We're just clear on that. Those two things don't correlate with each other. Like, if they were true, it would lead me to believe that the vast majority of the Ku Klux Klan have been raped. But that's not the case. So, yeah, okay, we're cool there. Okay.
The domestic violence. The reason that that incident was kind of like my last nail in the coffin is because when I was 15 years old, I was first sexually assaulted by, I will leave, you know, I'm not going to leave names out because I'm done being silenced by people like internet trolls and keyboard warriors who don't want to hear women speak up about their trauma. And all of a sudden they want to just keep shaming and shunning women whenever all of a sudden they grow a pair of balls, grow the ovaries in order to have the confidence to share their vulnerable story with other people just to be attacked. So I will be as transparent as I can here, because you're going to go ahead and you're going to do what you want to do with this video anyway.
You're right.
The incident that I posted with my free will was the aftermath of a situation that happened. What happened prior to the video that I posted with my free will was two men in uniform while at work were harassing me. Sexually harassment. See you next Tuesday is considered sexual harassment.
See you next Tuesday. It took me a long time to figure out what the fuck that meant. But don't worry. I'll skip the hard part for you guys. See you next Tuesday is derived from the combination of the letter C-U, which means... which when pronounced with the sound like C-U, the first letter of the word next to Tuesday, this forms an acronym, Rebus, that when taken together stands for cunt. The phrase is sometimes typed out as C-U next Tuesday. So immediately, I've heard the word cunt before, but I never really knew what it meant. So when I Googled the word cunt, it means woman genitalia. So basically, she got called a dick. Because someone called you a dick, you decided to be racist. Am I following this correctly? Am I hearing this correctly? Someone called you a vagina. So you said I'm gonna be racist. That's a sharp incline right there of hostility. But I guess I can thank you for teaching me something. I don't know if I'll ever use this in the course of my life, but I now know this.
Physical reality of what it's like to be a woman and kind of be on her last fucking straw, if I'm being quite honest with you. I was first sexually assaulted when I was 15 years old by Filippo Giovi. He was on Dirtylicious show. That was kind of what was the first nail in the coffin. And then from there was a couple of other incidences in which I always reported to the cops and the cops.
Remember, this is an apology video about making a racist statement to a man of color who spoke with a different accent. She just outed someone that sexually assaulted her. Keisha said she got it. Like, it's just so funny to me that this is... I can't stop watching it, though. I'll see you, Keisha. I love you. Bye-bye.
It's a real life problem that a lot of women who have been sexually assaulted actually have to deal with. And it's very unfortunate and it's very fucking sad how silenced we are as women. And that was kind of my baseline. And then I was married to Philip Gorman from Australia, and I was a name in person under the impression.
I want people to also understand this concept, and maybe me laughing at this is making it seem crude. Her accusations are important. But when you come here to apologize for your behavior of bigotry and you're constantly throwing this guilt porn at me, it makes it hard for me to take you serious.
That he was in love with me. And this is not justifying the action that happened. I am taking accountability and apologizing for my words and how it is it triggered people and acknowledging that what I said is not correct. I'm just explaining to you perspective and what happened leading up to this moment that put that last nail in the fucking coffin for me. Philip Gorman was my ex-husband. He was using me for a green card. There was a lot involved in that. If you have been following my story since the beginning, you might be more prevalent to that information. If not, then you're not. You can ask questions, but don't assume. So when I'm having hurtful comments come my way, I deserve to be raped again by my ex-husband. Like,
so once again, we're not condoning that. That's not right. But remember, I don't know how many times I have said this shit. This is supposed to be an apology video for you to give to two men, preferably one of darker complexion, about going back to what you perceived his nation of origin. Did she even say the nation of origin when you made this video? Like, did you say go back to Swahili or something, like Kenya? Like, or did you just say, like, just apologize? That's all we want, really.
Like, that's not cool. Like, where do you think that's appropriate? Would your gods be proud of you about that? Like, if you seriously went to church this week and you showed them the shit that you were saying to me, what would your church, your representatives in your church and your community say about what you're saying back to me?
What would your church say about what you said to him? I mean, it's a simple flip. You doubt what happened? I'm confused. What do you mean you doubt what happened?
This is serious. Like, seriously think about that for a moment. I had the confidence to be vulnerable with each and every one of you guys and share with you guys what happened to me and my story and what had got me here in this moment in time. To give you a glimpse of what it's like to walk a day in my shoes. Like, while you're here right now watching this, I'm going to give you a glimpse into my reality.
No, and you know what? I don't know if that's something that happened. It wasn't recorded. She chose to record after that. But even if that's what was said, that's a drastic. If someone called me a dick and I called them the N-word, I don't think that's an equivalent exchange.
And I want you to go home tonight and talk about this with your family and your friends and ask somebody in the room how they would feel if this has happened to them. You're with a supposed husband, right?
I'm going to save you guys the trip of this. She's going to describe how she was sexually assaulted by her husband. I don't know how true this is. But I do remember.
He says that he loves you. But sometimes in the morning, not sometimes, a lot of the times, most mornings, you wake up while I'm approximately an hour and a half from the nearest deputy. And if I show him that I'm crying right now, it might turn around. So, now, if you've on my page saying I am R-A-S-C-I-S-T, just because racist. I said something out of a heat of a moment does not define what a person is. And
it absolutely does. And if, look, I'm willing to take a step further. If you can, whatever you say when you're angry is the true version of you. Shut up. I didn't, like, so if you said it while you were happy, should I be, like, I don't know what the purpose of this statement is. Because if the opposite is, if you said something racist in peace, should we judge you extremely? Because I know a lot of people who say racist and derogatory stuff completely calm. So do we consider those people worse off because they didn't say it in a heat of rage?
Imagine if you recorded everything that you ever said to people, or if somebody else did. Well, your phones do. But other than that, would you be okay with the other comments that people are writing on my stuff?
Absolutely.
If this was your sister,
whatever
your
Johnny
brother,
wrote is fine with me.
Your cousin, your friend, who accidentally in a heat of a moment during a PTSD episode after being sexually harassed.
And just to be clear, post-traumatic stress syndrome, which is PTSD, has no clinical bearing on people's racial epithets being spewed out. This is the equivalent of when Roseanne took those sleeping pills and said it made her racist, or the judge who had a bunch of racist kids in her house saying racist stuff and she said, oh, I just said it because I was on drugs. These are not things that are true. You being a bigot has nothing to do with you being stressed.
Assaulted with the same word that your R-A-P-I-S-T, whom was also a foreigner, said to you in the middle of a public setting. If they
okay, and just hear this logic. She said, go back to your country to another stranger because someone said it to her. Do you see how her babbling, idiotic, childlike behavior really exposes how unprepared she is to live in the real world? Which goes back to that very first video. She's probably an alien. She's definitely acting like a bot.
Triggered you. And you were frozen in your PTSD moment. And you turned around and all you could get out of your mouth was, if you have nothing nice to say, go back to your own fucking country. Do you think that your friend, family, relative, or other person deserves the comments and the hate that I am getting?
Yes.
This is a serious question I am asking
you
guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Because nobody deserves that. Now, if I wasn't whom I am, and I didn't come from where I came from, and I wasn't f***ed up. And if you go to church, and you were to show the shit that you guys... I am, and I didn't come from where I came from, and I wasn't raised the way that I was actually raised, I would have probably killed myself by now. I'm just gonna put it what it is. The shit that you guys have said...
And here come the white tears. Clap it. Bring on the white tears. We're 13 minutes... and 25 seconds into this video, and she's talking about, this is a video, once again, let me just scroll down. This is supposed to be an apology video, and 13 minutes in, yo, we talking about murder suicide shit, man. She could have said, I'm sorry, 17 seconds in and been done. Now look at her. Emotional.
It's really fucked up. Really, really messed up. And if you go to church and you were to show the shit that you guys are saying, I bet any amount of money there is no person 24 hours. What is wrong with you people? Do you even know what PTSD is? Do you even know what mental health is? Do you even know what it's like to fucking struggle?
Yo, she just needs to get off the internet, right? Like, at this point, it's clearly not doing her any good. She's not healthy. She's not happy. Like, she should take her own advice from early on in the video, where she said, if you don't like something, if you see it on the internet or you see it on TV, she said it herself. She should just take her advice and get off the internet. But she chooses not to, because she actually enjoys this. She actually thinks that this is, like, useful to her. This is like powerful. It gives her the notoriety she wants. We can tell based on the last time we were on her channel, she had about 1,000 subscribers. She's quick since September. She's made 6,000. Not bad. I wish I could say the same. But she's killing it. She just needs to get off the internet. She doesn't have to read the comments. She can, but there's a part of her, just like the need for me to watch this video, there's a part of her that needs to feel validated by a bunch of random strangers. And that's where this unhealthy, she's not mentally equipped to handle the internet. Like for me, I don't know where Johnny went, but I literally got him to write a dissertation about something, and I haven't even looked at the comment section because it doesn't matter. But to her, it matters, and it hurts her. And the people know that. And the one thing I know about the internet is once they see you crack, it's over. Once they've seen you crack, it's over.
Never wish ill on someone. Never wish that someone gets RAPED'd again. You don't know what someone's trauma is. You don't know what someone's last straw is. You guys could have already pushed my buttons many times to make me kill myself.
So, I'm confused. Is her... What about what you said? What if that was the thing that pushed him over the edge? What if he had just received one too many racial backlashes and decided right then and there to put it all to an end? She's asking us to be reflective of our behavior when she came here to apologize and she still hasn't apologized. You want sympathy from me? Well, you don't even empathize with yourself. It's weird. It's so weird. But this is the circles we dance around for her.
What person are you? Like, seriously? I didn't expect this video to be this long once again. I just wanted to come on here and be transparent with you. But I wanted to also give you a little perspective of what it's like right now for me. You guys think that you're destroying my life. You're not destroying my life.
Nah,
you're actually giving me a lot of
reckless
research, because my minor was in sociology and I studied human behavior and childhood delinquency and the prison system and all of that fun stuff on top of the forensics that I did. And like,
you have a degree you don't use. You took out a lot of student loans for all those degrees and you don't use none of that shit. It's fucked up.
Like I said, I'm not trying to like come off cocky here. I'm actually fucking proud of my education. And I'm actually really proud that I have a high IQ and a high EI. I'm actually really proud of where I graduated from.
IQ tests are inherently racist. She's so... She keeps falling into these tropes, man. If you ever get a chance to watch this, Amanda, come holler at me. I think I can help you.